Have you ever asked yourself, what is God's will for me? I think it's safe to say we all have in some form or fashion. What's my purpose? What's God's plan? That's where I want to be. We pray, we wait, we seek. We want to experience God in our life. But to do that, we must first understand that the story isn't about us at all. It's God's story, and He lovingly created us for it and invites us to be a part of it in His timing and His way. In our first year of marriage, my husband and I worked through the study, Experiencing God, written by Henry Blackaby. We were both fully committed to the Lord, and we had already seen God at work in our lives individually and as a couple. So moving forward, we didn't want to miss a thing He had for us. If you've never worked through the study, Blackaby walks through seven realities of experiencing God. They are: God is always at work around you. God pursues a continuing love relationship with you that is real and personal. God invites you to become involved with Him and His work. God speaks by the Holy Spirit through the Bible, prayer, circumstances, and the church to reveal Himself, His purposes, and His ways. God's invitation for you to work with Him always leads you to a crisis of belief that requires faith and action. You, at times, must make major adjustments in your life to join God in what He is doing. You come to know God by experience as you obey Him, and He accomplishes His work through you. My husband and I have been married for almost 30 years. I can look back over the years and tell you we have experienced God in so many ways that I don't ever want to not experience God. Now, hear me say, this study, like any other, is simply a tool, but God did use it to deepen our awareness of seeing where God was at work, as well as our desire to say yes to His invitation to join Him wherever that leads. Throughout the seasons of our lives together, God, through His Word, His grace, and His Spirit, has led us and walked with us in and out of each one. Some seasons were exciting and full of mountaintop moments, while others were painful and full of questions. Still, we walked on, and He walked with us through it all. All throughout Scripture, we see the same. Men and women in places and times throughout history used by God to fulfill His plan. Mountain moments, valleys, and everything in between. But God at work all throughout. Exodus 3:1. Now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the far side of the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. There the angel of the Lord appeared to him in flames of fire from within a bush. Moses saw that though the bush was on fire, it did not burn up. So Moses thought, I will go over and see this strange sight, why the bush does not burn up. When the Lord saw that he had gone over to look, God called to him from within the bush, Moses, Moses. And Moses said, Here I am. This burning bush moment for Moses was just the beginning. Go read chapters 3 and 4 of Exodus and you'll get the full story. But what we see is Moses wasn't too eager to say yes, but God had a plan. In the end, Moses was faithful, so much so that in the Hebrews 11 Hall of Faith chapter, Moses experiencing God moments take up more attention than any other. You see, the beauty of being where God wants you to be is that most of the time, you divinely end up there. Then it's up to you to walk by faith and obey in the steps that follow. That's the truth. I'm thankful for opportunities to say yes. I want nothing more than to be where God wants me to be, doing what He would have me do in each moment of every day. Watch for where God is at work. It could be a simple act of obedience right in front of you. Don't miss it. I'm Lori Klein.